The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises which exceed all we can desire. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. I'm going to sit here and ask you people, girls, to turn around this way. Come on over, Chloe. Right here. Right here. So I want to ask a question about friends. Does anybody have a friend?
I have a friend. Do you have a Danielle.
Danielle's your friend? Okay, so Lilith, tell me this. How do you know that Danielle's your friend?
Well, because she's nice.
She's nice. Okay. And?
When we were eating, we were actually trying to help each other.
Oh, you help each other. Perfect. Okay, nice. Help each other. Let's get some other things. How do you know? You play together. Who's your friend? At school, you have a friend? And how did you know that she was going to be your friend?
We have a lot in common.
Okay, that's another good thing. You have things in common.
You're the same
size. You're the same size, same age, maybe. Yes, Danielle?
I have a friend named Carolina.
Okay, and how do you know that Carolina is your friend? Okay, now I want you to... Oh, she taught you something.
Yeah,
so you learn from...
On
the monkey bars or something? On the bars. So friends help us. They teach us things. They play with us. They're nice. We have things in common. We share things. Did your friend pick you out? Or did you pick out your friend? Or how did it just happen? How did...
Where we met.
Okay, so you meet them...
In the bathroom.
Oh, okay, well... We don't need to go into that. So, we have friends. Sometimes somebody, has anyone ever just said to you, do you want to be my friend?
Yeah.
Somebody comes up to you and says, let's be friends?
Yeah.
On the playground or?
When I first met Daniel, he said, do you want to be my friend?
Okay, so you got invited to be a friend. That's a perfect thing. Chloe, do you have any friends? Yeah.
I have lots of friends at my school.
Okay, so lots of friends. How many friends do you think you have?
About 20.
20?
No, I don't even have 20 friends at school.
No, you probably have as many in your class.
So, I have like three.
So do you have friends that you don't see very often?
If I were friends with everybody in my class, I'd be like friends with like 60. Oh,
wow, okay. So you have a lot of friends. So today, when you are in Sunday school, you're going to hear about Jesus saying, you are my friends. So I want you to think about some of those things that we just talked about, sharing together and helping and being kind and having things in common. Think about that in relation to Jesus. All right? Are you ready to carry the Bible back? Okay.
I know.
Oh, I forgot. I should have asked you.
A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world? But the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Wednesday is my day to gather preaching ideas. Wednesday mornings, I attend a gathering of Lutheran pastors. We meet every week, and we take turns presiding, leading at worship, and preaching. And so I always hear a good sermon, and we use the gospel that's coming up. Good ideas. And then on Wednesday evening at our 6:30 service, we talk about the gospel and maybe point out some possible sermon paths and get some good ideas of what we've heard in that text. Well, last Wednesday we gathered and we talked about friends. Not in the gossipy way of talking about friends, but we talked about friendship and friends in that deeper, heartfelt ways that we talked about with characteristics and qualities of friendship. We talked about loyalty and trust, about mutuality and shared values, about a willingness to help, and even the sacrificial aspect of being a friend, being willing to sacrifice for a friend. And with the advent of Facebook 20 years ago, the word friend has become a noun. And now it's a verb as well. And I think Jesus would approve of that. Because Jesus says, in speaking to his apostles, on the night before his betrayal and arrest, and Jesus speaking to us this morning says, "I have called you friends. And then Jesus gives some very interesting definitions and sets some parameters of friendship for us. First, we learn that to be a friend of Jesus means to be loved and chosen. Jesus says, no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did on Calvary, with his arms open to all on the cross. This friendship between Jesus and the disciples, between Jesus and us, is rooted in that sacrificial act. Now, I'm sure you've heard lots of stories about heroic actions, people risking their lives to help others. I read about a Navy SEAL who died when he threw himself on a grenade in order to save the lives of his comrades. And all of those saints that we've heard about in World War II who said, take me instead, when they were in the camps. No greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. But we don't need to go to the Book of Saints or to the Wall of Honor to find those who would be willing to lay down their life for their friends. Just look at a parent who gets up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to drive their child to practice or some rehearsal or something. That parent who spends their only day off of work for the week to get their child to some swim tournament or ball game. Who spends their whole day watching softball or baseball or lacrosse. Who spends never getting enough sleep because there's always one more load of laundry to do. But I have to have those pants tomorrow. Or one more pan of brownies to make. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, we have a bake sale tomorrow. I think there's a lot of moms and dads and friends who lay down their lives for the sake of others. And aren't we blessed by those friends? Jesus teaches us about friends, about being friends. We learn that to be a friend means to know what's going on. I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. That's what distinguishes the servants from the friends. The servants don't know what's going on. Friends are let in on the plans. Jesus keeps telling his disciples what's coming. He was preparing them for his departure, and he had no secrets from them. That's the good news in the story of Revelation, the story of the blind seeing, the story of the Word made flesh. We who are friends of Jesus are caught up in that story that goes from the cross to the empty tomb, from the promised coming of the Holy Spirit to the light that leads us in our daily walk in the world. To be a friend of Jesus means to keep the commandments, to love as he loved. Now, we might think it's strange to hear the words love and friends in the same sentence as the word command. I'm always reminded, 100 years ago, I was when I was working in South Dakota, there was a bullying situation going on in the middle school. And I was not involved in the school, but I was called in as a pastor maybe, but called in to meet with this group of girls that had targeted one other girl. And so we had conversations about, you know, respect and honor, and I'll never forget the sassy little girl. And she wouldn't sit down. So there was a group of them. They wouldn't sit down. They were just standing there. So, and she crossed her arms and she said, "Well, you might be able to make me stop picking on her, but you cannot make me like her. And I thought, well, that's true. You know, you can't make somebody like somebody else, but maybe you can use their behavior, can twist that behavior. Well, so it's hard for us to hear that word friend and then and love in the word, in the same sentence as the word command, because we cannot be forced to like somebody. We cannot be forced to be friends with somebody. We can't be forced to do deeds. You know, love action isn't done under duress. Friendship and love have to come from without, from within, not from without. But John, the gospel writer here, uses that word commandment in a different way than other New Testament writers. He's never concerned about the commandments that can be the burden of the law. John only refers to commandments that Jesus gives to the disciples, the commandments that he received from the Father. And this is the commandment, love one another. This commandment is the script by which Jesus lives, and the same script that is given to the disciples. And this is the commandment, the same script that we are given, that we are to live by. The chain of command is clear. As the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in that love and love one another. Yesterday I got an email from Facebook. This is true. The email said, well, everything I say is true. Clarify that. The email said, you have a lot more friends than you think. Just download your email contact list to Facebook and we'll find those friends for you. I didn't do it. I want real friends, not virtual friends. We've been hearing a lot about Facebook lately. They just came out with their first quarter results for 2018. The average, so that would be all of us, the average Facebook user has about 338 friends. But many of the billion users of Facebook have more than 500 friends. Now that's a lot of friends. But Facebook lets you keep adding friends till you get to the cap of 5,000. That's way too many friends. According to anthropology and psychology, any group larger than about 150 strains the cognitive capacity of the human brain. If friendship really means knowing a person and being known by that person, our puny brains can't have 5,000 friends or 338 or even 50. The truth is, in counting real friends, it seems that 2 or 5, maybe 10 would be a realistic number for most of us. If the definition of friendship is one that knows you and whom you know, where there is a deep mutual trust and respect, where there's a certain level of intimacy, we just can't do hundreds. Most of us can count just a handful of people who are our real friends, and we are so blessed by those friendships. Sometimes I think it's a little sad that social media has taken away the word friend for us. That word no longer carries the meaning of a deep relationship. There isn't love or empathy or mutuality or companionship among those thousands of Facebook friends that we have. But Jesus calls us to be real friends. When we listen carefully to the text this morning, we can take heart. With Jesus, there is no limit on friendship. Jesus said, I have called you friends. And we know that Jesus means real friends. We know no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And he did. And he does. Jesus invites us, chooses us to be friends, to be in relationship with him, and to keep his commandment of love so that we may love one another. We are called into that relationship with Jesus in order, and our response to that is to love one another. Friendship, or Facebook might have a cap on the number of friends that we can have. Our neocortex might limit our capacity of maintaining huge numbers of friends that we can have. But there is no limit, no cap, no end with Jesus' friendship. Jesus says, you are my friends. Now go, love one another. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.